Yes, we have been reading all those kind of reports in some of the local Syrian newspapers, and this followed somebody who was in the Department of Information of the Commission, who was fired by the chairman of the Commission for incompetence and lack of discipline. And he went and started a sort of a campaign in the media against Professor Khalil. Now, everybody knows the history of Professor Khalil. This is a man with a huge experience in public life. He has been a minister in the various governments of the Sudan in the past. He was one time the speaker of the Sudanese Constituency Assembly. He is a teacher and a professor of law at the university and abroad. He is a well-known lawyer in the Sudan, and he has all that kind of huge experience behind him. Now, to come and accuse him of dictatorship and possibly high-handedness in handling the affairs of a small commission, I say it is small because if you compare it with the kind of responsibilities he had held in the past, you will think that this is really not a big challenge for him. So his history and his experience, his speak for itself. Professor Khalil, with this experience I have just said, is working very comfortably with all the senior members and the junior members of the commission. Everybody has his job description. Everybody has been detailed what to do. And as I speak now, work is going on very well in the commission. Yes, there has been this talk about time frame of the 9th of January when polling for the referendum is to start. And this goes back to the very fact that the commission itself was formed late in the constitution and in the comprehensive peace agreement. This commission should have been formed in the third year of the interim period. It was just formed last year. The law was passed late, and the commission was formed late, and therefore the issue of time became a challenge to the commission. That's a fact. Dr. Khalil has been talking about this thing as a matter of a fact. But that is not to say the time for the referendum has to be extended, has to be postponed. Professor Khalil never talked about that. He only have said, yes, we have a very tight time frame. We have a huge work to do, and we are ready to face the challenge. And the commission went down to work out a very flexible and very accommodating timetable that would accommodate all the activities that are required to be carried out, to be done within this time frame, in order that we hit the 9th of January. So our plans are going as scheduled. We are training people for the registration processes. The material for registration has arrived the country, both in Juba in southern Sudan and in Khartoum for the states of northern Sudan. The state committees have been appointed. The county committees have been formed, and the work is going on as planned, so that registration starts on the 15th of November of this month. On coming Sunday, we are launching our immediate campaign for voter registration education that has been planned, and I think things are going on well. Therefore, the commission is not scrambling, is not failing. We are meeting our duties. Dr. Khalil is doing his job. We are all comfortable with his leadership. So I think these accusations have other intentions, probably from people who would like the whole exercise of the referendum to fail. But otherwise, everything is fine.
George, can you say there is no tension within the referendum commission?
No, not at all, not at all, not at all. The commission headquarters in Juba and the Southern Sudan Referendum Bureau, the commission in Khartoum, where Professor Khalil sits as the chairman, and the Southern Sudan Referendum Bureau at Juba, which is headed actually by Justice Chandrej, who is the deputy chairman of the whole commission. He is now in Khartoum. He has been here for the last 3 days. He comes periodically to Khartoum to confer and to give reports to Professor Khalil. They are on continuous telephone line is open between them, and there is no any problem between the Bureau in Juba and the Commission in Khartoum. I was just today in the Commission and I attended the meeting, including the chairman and his deputy, who is the head of the Bureau in Juba. So there is really no tension. Within the Commission in Khartoum, there is also no tension. It's only that one official was dismissed, and that's all. And I think that is normal. It happens anywhere in any institution. The papers are just picking all these things and from sources we don't exactly know, but I think there may be some other forces outside there who would want the commission to fail, because probably they would want the whole referendum commission to collapse. Otherwise, the commission is working fine. There are no tensions, and everybody is attending to his or her duties.
So basically, you are denying the report that Professor Khalil is not dictatorial in his management style whatsoever in the commission?
No. I'm denying that categorically, not because for the sake of denial, but for the fact that it is non-existent. The differences, the tensions they are talking about are non-existent. And therefore, we're going well, normally we're going well in the commission. The talk of Professor Khalil about time is, of course, a statement of a fact that, of course, the commission will form late, and it is a huge amount of work to do in order to carry out this exercise. He is just alerting people to the fact that time is pressing. We have small problems. He has been talking about funding, the fact that the international community has not been meeting its obligations as they have pledged, and things like that. But this does not mean that the work is stopping. It does not mean that there are tensions. It doesn't mean that the exercise is collapsing. So yes, I am telling you frankly and clearly that there are no such tensions. There is no dictatorship we are experiencing from the leadership of Professor Khalil, because, as I told you, he's a man with huge experience in public work, and he has been running institutions, and then there's no way at this point he would fail not to do the same, which he has done all the time in his life. So these things are not there.